Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. We have covered stories about cockfighting on this program before, and listeners may be aware that for a long time in the island's history, the activity was a legally prohibited one. So some may be surprised to learn that that was not always the case. In fact, it seems that not only was cockfighting a legitimate undertaking at one point, but was respectable enough to merit an advertisement carried on this day, February 13, 1816, in a national publication, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. The advertisement was for an event scheduled for a week after, to be held at a venue near Enmore in Colmar Rock, St. Michael. The plan was for 35 pairs of cocks to battle. The organizers said that they hoped for a respectable party or gathering, although it was not clear if they meant respectable in terms of the size of the crowd or the types of persons they expected to show up. However, they did promise that they would do whatever was in their power to make sure the attendees were satisfied with their experience. Of course, the activity was not by any means limited to the city area. Another event was to take place on February 16th at a residence on a cliff near Poole Plantation in St. John. That one had 21 cocks on the cards. The entrance fee was $3, and for that patrons could get dinner including wine. Two matches also featuring 21 cocks each were scheduled for the following March 15th and 29th at a residence in St. Joseph. The advertisement for that has started as far back as February 10th to, quote, prevent any other matches taking place on those days, unquote, a testament to how popular and apparently widespread the sport was, so as to lead organizers to compete for spots on the local calendar. There were similar matches scheduled at different times over the following 2 years in areas like Oak Plantation in St. George, for example, and most of the advertising for the events was placed prominently on the front page of the newspaper. Furthermore, they were worded in such a way that made the event seem quite respectable, with phrases such as genteel provision occurring frequently. The entry fees for the fights, as well as the venues, show that they were generally aimed at wealthier persons in local society. This was in the early 1800s. However, as the century went on, cockfighting started to take on a reputation as a social ill, an activity at odds with a civilized society. Eventually, laws were implemented, criminalizing the activity and eventually driving it underground. Over time, the laws have been revised with increased penalties for indulging in cockfighting. However, it remains a part of the local culture and communities around the country, albeit in a far more clandestine way.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.